Christian Parenting.
Welcome to Pardon the Mess. I'm your host, Courtney DeFeo, and on this podcast, we talk about raising kids as Christian parents. It's so very important for me to honor God with my family and the two kids that He's given me, but honestly, it's not always neat or easy or tidy, but it's always worth it. So join us every week to laugh and learn together on this beautiful and messy journey of parenting. I hope that you're enjoying your fall. And I don't know where you live in the world or in the country, but in Texas, it is a unique time. And I know I complain about this all the time, but I just need you to, I don't know, have sympathy for me. So it'll be like 60 something degrees for a couple of weeks, and then it will jet back up to 90, and you just never know what to wear. You're like, are we spring? Are we summer? Are we fall? Are we winter? I don't know. But I'm hoping, this is what I'm dreaming about, like in the movies, I'm hoping that you are walking down the street with like colorful leaves below your feet. I hope you have like on a flannel, little jacket or something like that, and some boots and maybe a little toboggan. I wish I kind of lived in the north for like a minute. And then I would complain about the cold because I'm just that cranky. But I hope you're having a great fall and that your kids are being decent. I mean, is that too low of a bar? You know, it's not realistic for them to be amazing all the time or for you to have all these movie moments in your home, but I hope that y'all are having some blips of fun, some blips of connection, some sweet moments with each of them, and that we're just trying to enjoy the journey amidst real life problems, right? That's the way. So I take notes in my notes. Does that make sense? I try to jot down things in my notes app in my phone. That sounds better. And, you know, because I have ADD and I forget and brain fog and all that. So I was like, I just want to remember to tell them some of these things. So here's one of them. I was listening to Ron the other day. He's in communications in an airline, and it's just his job is insane. And so I was listening to him on this call and I was like, man, that is good. And I wrote it down and stole it for us. Okay, so here's what he said during a call. I have no idea what they were talking about, but I imagine it was something absurd. So he said, it's a rational and sane approach in an irrational and insane arena. Let me say that again. It's a rational and sane approach in an irrational and insane arena, which is so good. I'm like, babe, that was really, really a perfect way to describe what you do. But also I thought that's parenting right there. Like we're trying to have rational and sane approaches in either irrational years or an irrational situation or what feels like insanity. And I know that's stretching a bit, but some of you are like, amen, say it again. So what I love about today is we have on Kayla Craig, and she talks about prayer and liturgies and how to give you words when you don't know what to pray. And I think that resonates with so many of us because sometimes we're in a situation, we don't even know what to say. Like we believe there's a God, we trust Him for our families and our kids, but what do you even pray for? I don't even know. And so she is so good about writing these prayers that are biblical and that hit so close to our hearts for our children. And many of you already know about her. You follow her podcast and her Instagram that is called Liturgies for Parents. And I've linked to all those. So go check it out. She's part of the Christian Parenting family. So she's in our network of podcasts. And you're just going to notice right away that we are literally the opposite person. She is quiet and sweet and very like well-spoken, and I'm just coming in, you know, like a hot mess, but I just love her personality. I love how tender she is. You can tell her heart and her prayer life is real. That's baked in God's word that she spent so much time with the Lord. It just oozes that through the microphone. You can feel it. So let me help you get to know her a little bit. Kayla is a parent to four wild, wonderful kids. One of them is living with Down syndrome. So she'll talk a little bit about that. So if you have a child that's in a unique situation, either physically or mentally, and you need some encouragement, she is your girl. She has written a couple books, To Light Their Way, a collection of prayers and liturgies for parents. And then her latest one is called Every Season Sacred. And it's also reflections and prayers and invitations to nourish our soul and nurture our family throughout the year. All right, guys, here we go with Kayla. Enjoy. Hey, Kayla, how are you today?
So good. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. Thanks for it. Now we're friends now for over 1 minute ago, and we're in the Christian Parenting Network. So you also have a podcast in the network, and we have lots of mutual friends. So I'm delighted to have you on today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Let's jump in with who you are. Where are you living? how many kiddos you got, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I live in Iowa. My husband and I moved back to our hometown in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of a blizzard.
Wow.
because we felt like God was bringing us back. And it was, we said we'd never move back to our hometown, right? But it has been such a gift. We live in a big old house with our four kids. Our kids are between the ages of 7 and 13. Some were adopted, some were not. Some have different disabilities, some do not. So we have a very full house. We have two dogs. My husband's a pastor, and my background is in journalism.
Okay.
And now I have the joy of getting to be an author and a podcaster and get to talk with new friends like you.
I love it. How many, you have boys and girls, I imagine?
That's right. Yeah, we have three boys and then a daughter, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yep. And I read that your house is an interesting place. Tell us a little bit about its history.
It has a lot of history. So it's about 115 years old.
Wow.
And in the 50s and 60s, it was a convent. So a bunch of women who were nuns lived here, and they were young, and they were teachers at a local elementary school.
Wow.
And it's really special. You know, we have three floors in our home. And the third floor used to be a little chapel where they would go up and pray. And now it's a game room.
For my kids. I was about to say, is that where you write? Nope.
Game room. No, it's chaos. But it was really special because I was able to track down one of the last living sisters and invite her to our home. And she walked us through. And she has such a sharp memory and was able to tell us so many stories.
Wow.
And it was really special. You know, we're not Catholic, but it was really special to hear why it was so meaningful to her. And I just felt like our home does have like an exhale, you know, like a sense of peace, even in the very wild chaos of our life.
Gosh, that's so cool. Now, was it renovated when you got in there, or did you have to do that yourself?
Yes. Yeah, it was renovated. And so I just got to have the fun of filling, you know, a 6,000 square foot home. And so I was doing a lot of thrifting.
Yes. Or like, let's put a jump house in that one. What's the biggest, cheapest thing?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, that's a perfect segue to one of the words that you use in your podcast and even in what you do every day is liturgy. And I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Like, am I a brand new Christian? I don't know. So tell me. Like, I think a lot of people are like, that word scares me. That sounds like someone that's way far ahead of me spiritually. So what is the root of that word? Why did you cling to it and feel like that is kind of the basis for your ministry and some of your books?
Yeah, I think what is so special to me about liturgy is that it's not inaccessible to anyone. It's actually a prayer for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the prayers of the people. It's a prayer that I can feel so much comfort knowing that somebody else has prayed. Somebody might be praying right now, and somebody might be praying in the future. So it's just this, to me, it feels so uniting in the body of Christ that we can turn to the same words and share them, because sometimes, like, I just don't have any words, you know? Maybe I'm tired. Maybe I am sad and struggling with what's going on. Maybe I'm grateful, but I'm just in the thick of an ordinary season. And so to me, I find a lot of comfort in having a prayer that I can kind of borrow and make my own and share it with somebody else.
Yeah. And I love that you use some modern day struggles. You know what I mean? I went through some of your prayers this morning on Instagram, and it's not like, okay, this one was only during biblical times. It's like, what is a prayer for, you know, the kids that are struggling in a really violent school, or what are, you know, there's so many like modern things that I think you're praying through that is really special. So has that always been your heart, is to kind of take what you're going through and then share it with other moms?
Yeah. Our daughter has Down syndrome, and she has a variety of disabilities. And when she was three, she was in the hospital and she got very, very sick. And she went from the general unit to the intensive care unit to being on life support. And it was so scary. We had three little boys at home. My daughter was hooked up to so many machines. It was just, I didn't have any more words, you know? And so I was there. My husband's a pastor. I'm a writer. And prayer was escaping me. I didn't have anything to pray. It was so scary and so hard. And I was so confused. And somebody shared a little book of prayers with me. And I felt like, okay, I can't do this, but I can read it. You know, I can read it and say, God, make these prayers mine. And so at the beginning of 2020, before, you know, anything else happened in 2020, the beginning, I just thought, I know a lot of parents who are so weary. And what ministered to me was being able to borrow somebody else's prayers. And so, you know, I'm a writer. I process my faith through writing. Maybe I could process my faith through prayer writing, and maybe I could invite others into it and pray about our actual lives, our real lives, what's going on, the beautiful and the messy and the seemingly ordinary. And so I just started sharing on the internet. I created this account called Liturgies for Parents. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything shut down. Everyone's home. The world feels even more scary. We have even more questions. And so I think it just from there grew into a space where we could say we don't have all the answers, but we do have a stubborn hope that Jesus is with us in all of it, in our homes, in the dirty dishes, in the diapers I'm changing, in the, you know, online classes I'm teaching my kids. God is here with us in all of it. And so that's kind of how we started.
I love that. It's such a gift because I think, you know, I've been a Christian a long time and I've been pretty vocal about it. And so in certain circles, maybe with my college friends or whatever, they're like, hey, can you pray for the meal? Like you're a prayer.
Right.
I can talk and I'm not scared of just being put on the spot doesn't mean I know what to pray. And I think the Holy Spirit can enter in and give us those words. I think the majority of parents listening probably feel the same way, that they're like, I want to pray. I know it's important, but I don't really know what to say. And so I love that you've done this. And I think it normalizes that it's okay if you've been a Christian your whole life and you're just staring and you're like, God, I don't know what to say in this. I'm scared. Yes. And he can take all that. He can take all that. So can you think of a time that prayer, you know, you said it in the hospital, that it has really been what you've leaned on in a parenting moment, or I'm sure it's all the time, but can you think of one recently where you're like, I'm so glad we have prayer. So that's part of the Christian walk. It's a discipline that we need.
Yeah. For me, you know, my daughter Eliza invites me into learning a lot about God. And she is still using diapers. She is an not fully upper elementary school, but she's older than my other kids were when they were done potty training. And sometimes I get on the floor and she's getting heavier, you know, to put on the floor. And when I change her diaper, it's been hard for me. It's hard because I fall into the what ifs and what is it going to look like in the future for her, or what is it going to look like in the future for me? And so I have tried to be intentional that when I change her diaper, I am praying, and it might just be a God, you are with me. Like, let this be a prayer. I'm caring for her as you care for me. And so that has been something that it doesn't make it easy,
right?
But it reminds me that God loves her, that God loves me, that God is not going to leave us or forsake us, even in the very humanness and the mess of parenting and of just being together. So that has been a special practice for me.
Yep. I love that. I love it. So as I was thinking about you this morning, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to pose a question to her that I got from a friend that is saying, my kids, friends, their kids are questioning their faith and they're going through the whole popular deconstruction. And they're like, I don't know if I believe any of this, and which is just normal and not a great time, but I think it's normal for kids to go through that. But another one messaged me and said, my kid is so on fire for God that she has a lot of questions. Like, she's like, I believe I want to grow with him, but what about this? What about this? And she said, I don't have the answers. So what I love about your new book, Every Season Sacred, is I believe it was your desire to, like, how do we nourish our souls and grow at the same time as our kids are growing? So that's a big topic, a big question. Anywhere you want to go or encourage moms that, like, my kids are questioning and I don't have the answers.
Yeah. I think what is so true about the mystery of faith is that it is a mystery, and that some of those answers are not ours to have. And that is where faith comes in, right? And it doesn't mean that we're extra holy or that we're extra knowledgeable or righteous, but it just means that we have faith in all we do not know. You know, I believe, help me in my unbelief is a prayer that I that I turn to often. And so I wonder what it would look like for us as parents, for us as moms, to take some of that pressure off of our shoulders, mm-hmm. to have all the answers for our kids and turn to the one who does, right? So just say, I don't know. That's a great question. What do you think? What do we know that's true about God? Like, what do we know for sure? And how can that inform, you know, this really tricky, hard question that we might not have the answer for the side of heaven, you know? And so I think there's something so powerful about kind of embracing that holy curiosity and knowing that our questions are not going to scare God. God is with us and God loves us and God already knows all those wonderings and all those doubts and God isn't scared of that.
I love that reminder. My brother was a pastor and he's now in the corporate sector, but I think he said years into being a pastor, he said, I actually have more questions than I have answers the further along I go. And it's not that I'm doubting God, but like you said, he said, it's a mystery. Like there's more and more things that you scratch your head and go, I don't know about that, but you're right. Mm-hmm. He doesn't owe us the answer. And we, that's part of faith. So I love that encouragement. I'm thinking of one neighbor of mine that was super intellectual and she wanted to come over when she was first going to church and she'd just knock on the door and ask questions about like, what about the dinosaurs? What about the timing? Like she had, And I felt so scared that it was up to me. I thought if I answer this incorrectly or I don't find the answer that's going to fill that. And then I finally had to let go of it and say, you know what? I don't know. Let's look into it together. But we never answered a lot of them. But one day after months and months of her going to church, she came and knocked on my door, tears flowing down her face. And she said, I get it. I love, you know, I want to put my faith in Jesus. And it wasn't because she got the answers. It was because he entered into her sphere and her heart and just drew her right to him. So I think that's probably what I would say to parents too, is like, just trust that he's got the bigger story at play. And we may be panicking for those high school years or college when they decide to do something else. But it can be daunting for sure. Yeah. It is so important that our kids understand their identity in Christ because the world around us tells our kids a lot of things about who they are. But as believing parents, we know one thing to be true. We were made in God's image and we were created for a purpose. Have you ever wondered, how do I talk to my kid about the topic of identity? It feels overwhelming and complicated and confusing. Or how do I weave scripture around conversations about faith, identity, and purpose into your everyday life? Well, Identity Simplified is the resource you need. Identity Simplified is Christian parenting's newest digital guide that includes some of the best articles, podcasts, and videos on topics like, what does it mean to be made in the image of God? How does our identity in Christ change our purpose? What does the Bible say about sexual identity or gender identity? And how do we treat others? And much more. You'll find conversation guides, discussion starters, and script to use with your kids. And since the guide is digital, you can download it straight to your phone or computer and then search through those resources whenever you need. There's a lot of information out there and it can feel like a big topic. And we hope that this guide will help you in your everyday life as you and your family question the culture around you, your identity in Christ, and much more. You can go to cpgive.org to download your copy for just $5. That's the best of the best resources from top Christian parenting contributors for just $5. And again, that's cpgive.org. And let me ask you a favor. Let me know what you think. Email us, DM us over at Christian Parenting or Pardon the Mess and tell us how this resource helped you or some of our other digital guides out there. There's a lot on the website and we hope they bless you and your family. Have you guys heard of the online learning program called IXL? My kids were actually required to do IXL as a part of their school, and they would roll their eyes when it was time. But I think they would tell you years later, and I would tell you, that it really worked and it helped them so much. They received the help they needed in subjects where they were struggling. And I know other parents at our school that used it for their kids that are ahead and they weren't getting challenged enough in the classroom. IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum and your child's classroom learning. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting it to each child. It meets them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. And the best part is, IXL is easy for parents. Don't we need that? One site gets you all you need, and IXL customizes learning for each child in your family and their specific needs. IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, and it makes it simple to find activities for the exact
exact skills that you are covering. It also offers instant feedback and explanations of the topics as the kids use the program, which is super helpful. So you can feel confident as a parent that your kids will gain an understanding of the skills they are learning. Make an impact today on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And pardon the mess, listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tell me what you would say to the mom, or maybe let's chat about the one that's newer to her faith and is just overwhelmed. That even listening to podcasts like ours, they're like, I'm so behind. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm sure you experienced that in your own church.
Yeah. You know, it goes back to taking that pressure off of our shoulders. You know, we have so much coming at us all the time. The way that we're parenting our kids, the way our home is, the way we're managing work and family life and being a neighbor in our community. I mean, it just layers up. I scroll on my phone and it's like reel after reel, video after video of like, you should do this. No, you should do this. No, you should do this. And it's just, there's so much pressure on us as modern parents and as modern mothers. And I think just remembering that pressure doesn't come from Jesus.
Yeah.
That is not a God-given pressure. Jesus says, you know, follow me, enter those unforced rhythms of grace. And so to remember that when we start to feel, oh my gosh, I'm behind in faith, I'm behind in raising my kids a certain way, or feel that sort of guilt or shame or whatever it is, just to remember that's not coming from God.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. One of the things I love about it is you do something for both a prayer for the younger kids and the older, which I think is so great, because I know the way that our family prayed or talked about things was a little more simple language. And then we got a little bit deeper in the teen years, that's where we are. So I love that you provided that. That's great.
Oh, good. Yeah. I part of my background in journalism is I'm always curious to talk to parents and parents that are in different seasons of life than me, that don't look like me, that are in a different part of the country or world than me. And so I try to keep that in mind as I'm writing. This isn't a Kayla-centered book. This is a book that's made for parents in a lot of different seasons of their lives.
I love it. I do have ADD, but this interview, I'm like all over, like squirrel. Okay, squirrel. But you can handle it.
Yes, let's go.
Okay, next one. Okay,
we have ADD in our home, so it's fine.
I even made a list of questions, but I'm not going in order at all. So this one just popped in my head. But
yeah.
Let's talk about prayer for your kids. Cause I know in certain seasons when my kids were little, I'm like, Jesus loves you. Amen. Protect them. And it's like, get them in the bed. I'm just so exhausted. So what does that look like over the ages and stages of your kids? Do you force it when they're not into it? Is there one that you're like, I don't know how the bedtime goes, but at dinner, we're always going to pray together. Is there certain rhythms that y'all have done in your home?
Yeah, you know, we try, and what works for me in one season might not work for me and my family in another season. So I don't want moms to like listen and be like, well, we're not doing that, so we're not getting it right, you know. But one thing we're very consistent about is at bedtime, we do spend time to pray together, and then we end in the Lord's Prayer. And it's just a rhythm that we have gotten into. And I feel like, I don't know, every time I pray it, there's something that stands out to me, there's something that God has for me. One word or a phrase or a new idea of how to, you know, think about part of the prayer that Jesus prayed. So that's one rhythm that we do, you know, with four kids and activities and sports. You don't always sit around the table together because somebody's running here and here. My husband has church meetings at night and there's this and that. And but we do try to pray together when we're sitting at the table together, whether that's 7 nights a week or 5 or 3, and it changes season to season. But yeah, entering into those rhythms of prayer are great. I have a kiddo that's struggling with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that we have talked about is how we can pray anywhere, at any time, and, you know, trying to breathe as we pray. And so breath prayers have been helpful to me, which are just like really, really, really short prayers. And they just kind of help us take a deep breath in and deep breath out as we pray. And so,
tell me more about that. Is that just
So it, In every season sacred, and each week it's split up to all four seasons, and then each season has 13 weeks. So there is a week for each week of the year. And there's kind of a reflection, devotional, and then there's a breath prayer to go with that. Because I have noticed that, and especially when I had four kids, five and under, there was not a lot of time for like contemplative prayer in my life. But one thing I could do, I didn't have to have anything with me. I didn't have to have a lot of mind space available, is to breathe in and out with a short prayer. So just like, you know, for example, you could breathe in Christ and exhale, I belong, you know, just something that can help you kind of reset wherever you are. You can be in the car driving to school. You can be folding laundry. You can be commuting to work, whatever it is. There's something that you can take, and it's easy for all of us, whether they're kids or grownups. Yeah.
You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable, and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
I love that. I remember one time when I was putting the kids to bed, and it will probably make me cry, but I'll think about it. But my little one, she's now 14, but she had really bad reflux, and it just hurt her so bad. And she was so over the medicine, and I didn't know if it was going to be like a lifetime thing. She'd already had three upper endoscopies where they put her to sleep, and they looked in her throat and stuff. And I asked her a prayer request one night, and she said that my tummy would feel better. And so I had to pray believing like God could take this away, but knowing truthfully it could be part of her story. And I'm sure you felt those before. Mm-hmm. And there was this moment where I was like, Lord, I don't want her to doubt you, because you haven't, it makes me cry, that she doubts your goodness or that you love her because her stomach still hurts. And those are hard things, because they will share what's on their heart, and you're like, let's pray for it. And we know he can take things away. So gosh, I don't know why I brought that up, but it's just tough. Yeah, like I think sometimes the kids are like, let's pray for my frog and my teacher's dog. And those are all cute. But when it becomes really close to their heart, that's is where it really gets tough. So what would be your encouragement for moms like me that are crying? The way, it did go away, and we are praising the Lord for that.
That's amazing. You know, I have two kids that have chronic illness and pretty significant needs, and it's hard, you know. And so I have to kind of loosen that grip, loosen my desire for control, and trust that even though I don't understand, even though there's a mystery there of not understanding why things happen and why we have to watch our kids hurt, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, to know that somehow we can believe that God is with them and that God cares for them even more than we do. And we only love because he first loved us, you know, and I just have to remind myself of that when I want to fix it, when I want to make it better. And I do. Yeah.
I'm so thankful for you. Like, your voice is even peaceful. I'm like, is that what you do on the podcast? I'm so sorry I haven't listened, but are you reading through? I'm like, do I need to just spend the morning with you to calm my soul down?
Yeah, every Monday we just start off the week with some scripture and a prayer and then kind of a blessing or benediction. And they're like 10 to 15 minutes. And it's just for parents to listen to whenever it works, you know, for them. Maybe they're on a walk, maybe they're commuting or taking the kids to practice or school or kind of wrapping up the day and winding down for the night. And I just want it to be an offering. Because we do have a lot of noise in our lives.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And fear. I'm thinking your podcast would be a good one to say if you're reeling on anything circumstantial in your life, that you would go over there and just get reset on that the Lord is still bigger than all of it. And so I'm excited to use you as a resource. I've heard amazing things about you, and I've been too crazy to go spend time in prayer with you. So I'm on it.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, it's like I'm journeying through this in real time, and I don't always get it right, but I'm just trusting that God is with me and that grace abounds. Yeah.
All right. Last question for you, and it's going squirrel back to a really fun one, but this is part of the mess. So make us feel better about something messy in your house. Like, look in your eyes view. What is a mess that you're looking at?
Oh my gosh. Everywhere. I told you, we have a big house and it's all chaotic. And when my book came out, when Every Season Sacred came out, it was just this past weekend, my husband surprised me with bringing in my very best friends. She flew in. It was so special. And it was like 2 days before when he told me. And I said, there is not enough time to clean this house for a guest. And he said, no, I got it. This is part of your gift. I'm going to clean the house. So we basically cleaned the whole main floor and the guest room. But all of our bedrooms is like you stash everything and it's just laundry and, chaos. And my friend walked in my room. She's like, I want to see what you're wearing to your book release party. And I was like, no, like slow motion, like diving to the door. And you know what? She saw it all. She still loves me. So
she probably felt way better about herself when she left.
Yeah. She was like, it looks like this in my house too. I was a little embarrassed, but that's real life.
That's right. I have a junk closet right by in the hall. And so we have a bathroom to the right. When people come over and I've cleaned up, like, it actually doesn't look like that. And they're like, where's your restroom? And I'm like, oh, down that hall. And several times people have opened the junk drawer and I'm like, no, but they always say, thank you. Like, I was feeling bad about myself. And now I see that you're messy too. I'm like, yep, there's always a mess somewhere.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for doing this. I really, really appreciate it and enjoyed just getting to know you and your work.
Thank you so much, Courtney. It's been great.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pardon the Mess. As always, we've got more encouragement and resources over at christianparenting.org. And you can also stay connected with us on social media at Pardon the Mess. And if you like this episode, I'd love for you to do two things. Press follow on whatever podcast platform you love, and also be sure to leave a rating so other parents can find us. Remember, you're never alone in this beautiful mess of parenting.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.